delighted that he fought back after
my goal
down.
Yeah, not necessarily even just for the final match. You know, I thought it was a very, very good overall solid performance. Really pleased, you know, coming up to half at half time, you know, in terms of the shape and the way that we were going. And as much as we knew the qualities of what East Fife bring, you know, that we felt we could break that down. Not the best the second half, you know, 5 minutes, and for their point of view, they score a very good goal, you know, they win the free kick and then they make their inroads and a good quality ball comes into the box. And that, we as much as I felt that the defence was solid, you know, a big part of that today, there was a big back four in there today, you know, Howie, Rumsby, Lang and McNiff. And along with the competent David Mitchell, you know, so disappointing in terms of the way that goal had came across. And it gives you that wee challenge, but I thought the boys, you know, responded absolutely fantastically well. And when I mean that, they didn't change or bend, you know, they didn't let it deflate them. If not, it probably kicked them on even a little bit further. And then at that stage of the game, you know, in your game plan, they've always got good quality on there to make changes, you know, and very important ones they were, and they had contributions to make. So we're delighted, and, you know, the way that Mr. Goodwillie, in terms of his goal, I've never seen a more composed finish at this level. Neither have I was just waiting for him to go and strike it with his left foot, and I did. I said, "What's he doing?" And then bang! But what a absolutely wonderful bit of composure and belief in yourself from that distance. And you know, as the boys, you know, their character's never in doubt until going there to the final whistle, and the way that the supporters backed them on there, and you could see that there was something there for the taking. Whether we had enough time to go and do something was another matter, but in terms of the contribution of John coming in, and you know, the couple of corners that he's had to set plays, and his final ball coming in, that's a John Rankin down to a tee, you know, good quality runs with Smith and Tom Lang into the ball box, which is great, but the ball's got to be bang on, and it was a great ball back in with John Rankin. And you know, Tom Lang did ever so well to keep it alive, and you know, managed to get the break of the ball and toe poke it under the goalkeeper. So absolutely delighted.
Bit of an unlikely hero though, Tom, and he was persistent. He had a chance just before it as well, but he got tipped over.
Yeah, he did. But you know, overall in terms of that, they come for second phases, they set plays, etc. You know, and that's what we've got to get better at. You know, because we have got guys that can deliver the ball. We've got good presence there, as I say, you know, and it's just getting that timing and that bit of quality to come in. But you know, as I said there, I thought, because I've always said that East Fife, I certainly believe in this league that they've got a good forward line. You know, they bring one good striker off and they're able to play some of the quality of the boy Dowds, and they kept us guessing, you know, with Dowds, Wallace, and then we Watt coming on as well. You know, we Aggie started to push a little bit further as well. He's always a threat and a player that I really, really admire. So as I say, it's always good to get a challenge. We've had very, very close games with East Fife, you know, out the last two there, and you know, they've been very, very close draws. But to get over the line the other day and get a fantastic 3 points with a very, very pleasing performance was absolutely everything. You know, and it's been a busy week for us, as you can imagine. Maybe, you know, and mentally and emotionally, trying to get everything over now. So hopefully we can just dust ourselves down now. 3 points in the bag today, good performance, and really just build ourselves up and look for no further forward to next week now.
With the Celtic game though, like, is that going to...
I've just answered that.
But you know, players are going to be playing even harder than before.
Well, I'm hoping that the treatment rooms isn't empty this week, because there's another big game. You know, they're all massive games for us, and the most pleasing thing for myself and my staff is that we've got difficult decisions to make now. We've got decisions as this game, you know, you can make moves in that now. You can make substitutions, and you know, every player's not going to be happy every week, but what they've got to do, and what great teams do, is that they have a squad there that, you know, challenge one another, but in such a positive way that when they're no playing, they're there supporting the team just like everybody else. And when they are playing, likewise. When you get substituted, you know, you've got to you've got to handle that and respect the decisions of the coaches, you know, and the decisions that are made. And everything that's done there is for the benefit of the team. So it is, and it's one thing that we certainly do have, having that dressing room, you know, is fantastic characters.
Going back to John, obviously, pleased for him. It's been a long wait.
I have, and we've had to wait patiently, but nobody's had to wait any more patient than John Rankin. Absolute machine, you know, in the way that he looks after his cell. And we're just pleased, not only to have him back, you know, and amongst them out there and able to contribute playing wise, you know, but he's had a big, he's been good, as you know, Graham, you know, behind the scenes there. He's never ever let him get down, you know, he's always in there with the boys, you know, and he's a young coach that's enthusiastic to learn, you know, and he hangs on to that. And you know, he's going to do well on that side of the game, there's no doubt. But I think if you ask a John Rankin, there's certainly still plenty of minutes in that machine yet.